forgiveness and strife. He made something beautiful of my life.
Well, praise the Lord tonight. Glad to have each one here. Can we just give the Lord a hand clap of praise tonight? Very happy to have Brother Sampson with us tonight. I'm just expecting great things.
Yeah.
As I said before, I've met him about a year ago. I love the brother. We spent all day together. That was a first time for me as a pastor this year, and had the old nerves trying to get this all to work out just right, but the Lord made a way. And I'm happy that we're able to have service. I'm glad to see each one that was able to make their way out. You're all, and all the ones that come here all the time, we appreciate every single one of you being here. And I'm sure God appreciates you coming to his house too. How many came to be in the presence of the Lord?
Yes.
Amen. Well, as we invite Brother Sampson out, let's go ahead and sing It's By Faith, PSC. If you don't know how this goes, you've been singing on Wednesdays. See, you know how it goes, Dad? It goes to Jesus, right? All right. It goes like this. Just let me tell you the words. We're just going to do the chorus. It's by faith, I believe. It's by faith, I receive.
Amen.
It's by faith, I'll overcome. It's by faith, I'll see the sun.
Yes.
Let's sing that together now.
And it's by faith that I believe. It's by faith that I receive. It's by faith I'll overcome. It's by faith I'll see.
Oh, with all your heart, sing it again.
Oh, it's by faith I believe. It's by faith that I receive. Oh, it's by faith I'll overcome. It's by faith I'll see.
Oh, sing it again with all your heart now.
Oh, it's by faith that I believe. It's by faith that I receive. It's by faith I'll overcome. It's by faith.
One more time, just one last time. God bless you.
Oh, it's by faith I believe. It's by faith that I receive. It's by faith.
Shalom, saints.
Shalom.
It's good to be in the house of the Lord.
Amen.
Yes, amen. 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 It's always a great blessing to serve the Lord Jesus Christ,
yes,
our
sir.
God.
That's right.
And it's a great blessing to come here, and it's certainly honor and privilege to come and visit with you all saints this evening.
Amen.
The Lord is good.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Yes,
amen. Amen. I certainly appreciate the man of God, Pastor Brother Andy, for opening the doors for me to, you know, come and, you know, share what the Lord puts on my heart.
Amen.
It's a really blessing.
Yes, sir.
My precious brothers and sisters, while we are standing here, if you have your Bibles, please turn with me. I would like to read from the Holy Word.
Amen.
Because every man's word is lie, but
right.
God's word is truth.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Right.
Amen. Sure. Praise the Lord. And we always love the word.
Amen.
Because the word of God is life.
Yes. Amen. Amen. Right.
It's life to us.
Amen. Yes, sir.
Please turn with me. St. Luke chapter 17, verse 26 to 30. I want to read from three places from the Holy Bible. First, we read St. Luke chapter 17, verse 26. And as it was in the days of Noah, so it shall be also in the days of the Son of Man. They did eat, they drank, they married wives, they were given in the marriage until the day that Noah entered into the ark. And the flood came and destroyed them all.
That's right.
Likewise also as it was in the days of Lot, they did eat, they drank, and they brought, they sold, they planted, they built it. But the same day that Lot went out of Sodom, it rained fire and brimstone from heaven and destroyed them all. Even thus shall it be in the day when the Son of Man is revealed.
Amen. That's right.
And Gospel of John, chapter 14, verse 18 and 19. Gospel of John, verse 14, verse 18 and 19. I will not leave you comfortless.
Hallelujah.
I will come to you.
Yes.
Yet a little while, and the world seeth me no more, but ye see me. Because I live,
yes,
ye shall live also.
Amen.
At the day ye shall know that I am in my Father,
yes,
and ye in me, and I in you.
Yes.
And 1 Corinthians chapter 15. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, please. And verse 19. If in this life only we have hope in Christ, we are of all men most miserable. May the Lord add his blessing of reading of his word. Let's pray.
Yes.
Gracious Heavenly Father,
yes, Lord Jesus.
Almighty God,
how we love you, Father.
Creator of all universe,
yes, Lord,
we humbly bow down our hearts at your feet.
Yes, Lord God.
We assemble together this evening in this small building in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Yes, Lord God.
As a children of God, Lord, we came to your house. We came to you, Lord, oh God. We didn't come to any person, but we came to your place, to your feet,
yes,
at your word, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Jesus. The name of the Lord is strong tower,
yes,
and the righteous runs into it and be saved.
Praise
Almighty
praise
God, Lord, I'm standing as an empty vessel here tonight.
Yes, Lord.
Lord Jesus, I ask you, I pray that you would come,
yes,
on the scene,
yes,
and use this vessel for your glory.
Yes,
Lord, I would like to be a blessing to the people, Lord Jesus, tonight. Lord Jesus, help me and also help the people in this building tonight, Lord, oh God. Lord, anoint my lips, anoint my heart, anoint my mind, my body, spirit, soul, and use this vessel for your glory. Lord, speak to your people through this vessel, Lord, tonight. And also, Lord, I pray that you would come in a special way, anoint the service, Lord, of God. Lord, anoint the ears and minds and hearts of the people in this building tonight. Lord Jesus, let they may hear your word and receive. And Lord Jesus, understand your word, oh God. Lord Jesus, visit us in an outstanding special way. Speak to us through your Holy Ghost, Lord, oh God. Lord Jesus, help us, Lord. Lord, meet every need. Lord, we are in need of spirituality in this wicked age. Lord, we need faith. We need revelation. We need the Holy Spirit. We need the baptism of the Holy Ghost in our lives, oh God, that you can only give that, Lord. We can't get that in anywhere in this world. Lord, you can give it to us, Lord. Lord, we ask you, Lord, please grant us, Father God. Lord Jesus, meet every need, Lord. Spiritual needs, physical needs, the people, those who are sick and afflicted, Lord. Touch their bodies and make them well in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Lord, we are so thankful to you for your mighty presence in this building tonight. Hallelujah, God. Lord Jesus, meet every need. Financial need, mental need, Church need, ministry need, every need, oh Lord, oh God. You are the great Jehovah Jireh. You are the great Jehovah Rapha. Oh Lord Jesus, bless the service tonight. Oh Lord, bless this ministry according to your perfect will, Lord. Lord, bless the pastor of this church, Brother Andy, Lord, hallelujah. Bless the deacons, trustees, and ministers, and musicians, and Sunday school teachers, and Sunday school children, young people, everyone. Bless this ministry, Lord, oh God. Bless the church, Lord. Lord Jesus, hallelujah, Lord. We thank you, Lord Jesus. May this service will be a great, joyful, and great blessing to each and every one of us this tonight, Lord. We thank you, Lord, Father God. We want to be in your perfect will, Lord, oh God. We would like to be in your perfect will, and lead us and guide us according to your perfect will. Lord Jesus, we thank you for everything, and we thank you for what you are, what you have done, what you are doing now, and thank you for what you are going to do in the future. We submit this service and all of us to you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We ask all these blessings, and the bride of Jesus Christ says, Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, saints. You may be seated.
Hallelujah.
Oh, I feel the anointing of the Holy Spirit.
Yes, sir.
I assure you all do the same. Amen.
Amen.
It's always a great blessing to serve the Lord and call upon His name and praise His holy name. Really, it's a blessing, my precious brothers and sisters, because the great, you know, the King David said, I was glad.
Yes.
I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord.
Amen.
What is the house of the Lord?
Come on, brother.
We are the house of the Lord. When two or three gathered in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, that is the house of the Lord.
Amen.
And the Lord is going to come.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yes,
and God wants the fellowship. So that's why God created you and me.
Yes.
Hallelujah. To have fellowship with God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yes, sir.
My precious brothers and sisters, tonight, the Lord willing, I would like to title my message, This is the day that the Lord hath made for the bride.
Amen.
This day which God made, not for everybody.
That's
no,
right.
On, not for Hindu religion, not for Muslim religion,
come
not
on.
For a denomination,
praise
not for
God.
Anybody. It's for you and me tonight.
Amen.
This day that the Lord hath made. Hallelujah.
Praise
glory to God. Praise His holy name.
Yes.
My precious brothers and sisters, the Lord is so good to us.
Yes, He is.
We
Amen.
Are so thankful to God for His great goodness and mercies in our life. My precious
God,
brothers and sisters,
Lord.
Like I said, you know, I always pray, God, Lord, wherever you want to me go, I want to be a blessing to the people.
Amen.
Because Peter and John said, silver and gold is none with us.
Amen.
We have the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. The name of the Lord is a power.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Right. You can conquer the devil.
Amen.
You can conquer the sickness. You can conquer the all kind of diseases. You conquer the power of poverty. You conquer everything. You are more than conquerors through our Lord Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah
to the name of God. Glory.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Amen. Because we are more than overcomers through our Lord Jesus Christ.
That's right.
And that is the greatest thing that God gave to us tonight.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Glory to the name
Praise
of the Lord. This is the day that the Lord hath made for the bride.
Amen.
For the bride.
Yes, sir.
For Mrs. Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Mrs. Jesus Christ is rejoicing in the word.
Yes,
rejoicing in the message of the hour.
Yes.
Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I love that anointing. I love that anointing.
Sure,
we all need that anointing, my brother.
Yes.
We all need that anointing, sister.
Sure.
Because without anointing of the Holy Ghost,
right.
we can't do nothing.
That's right.
Jesus said, without me,
That's right.
you can't do nothing.
Right.
Nothing means nothing.
Right.
Nothing
That's
means
right.
nothing. Right. Hallelujah. We can't do nothing
right.
because God is everything to us.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Oh, praise and praise and praise.
Amen. I'm not used to preaching this language.
That's all right.
I'm preaching, you know, I feel like preaching, huh?
Yes, yes.
Yes, you know, we all need that because, you know, the Word of God is having that quickening power.
Yes, amen. It is.
When the mechanics and dynamics come together.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Mechanics, which is 16 elements of our body.
Come on,
right. Make way the dynamic, which is the Holy Ghost.
Yes, Lord.
When the Holy Ghost come upon you, you shall receive the power.
Yes, amen. Right.
Yeah. That is a little spark.
Yes, yes.
That makes you start.
Yes.
To walk with God.
Amen.
To walk with light. To walk with the message of
God. Right?
You become like an eagle. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You will fly.
Oh. Woo. Woo. Glory.
We are born eagle, my brother,
right?
Sister. We are born as an eagle. And we will have that wings.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
That anointing. That spark. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah.
Yes,
that makes you run. That makes you speak the word. That makes you shout hallelujah.
Amen.
That makes you shout amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise his holy name. Hallelujah. 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 My precious brothers and sisters, this is my first time coming to this church. So I have briefed my testimony and I would like to share a few things about my country. So please bear with me if it is, you know, a little bit, you know. My precious brothers and sisters, before I came into this world, I and my mom were supposed to die. That was 33 years ago, because my dad wasn't Christian at the time. He lost his job. He was an alcoholic, and he tortured my mom. He was torturing her in a different ways. So she was carrying me. I was 6 months baby in her womb.
Amen.
She, unable to tolerate that all situation, the problems in the family. So what happened? She ran and jumped in the well, W-E-L-L, well, which is 40 feet deep with the water. 40 feet with deep with water, and she jumped in that well, and actually, we are almost supposed to die,
yes.
My precious brothers and sisters.
Mercy.
But you know what? But God, who
yes.
is rich in mercy,
amen.
Yes, God, who is rich in mercy, he saved us in a wonderful, miraculous way.
Amen.
I'm here tonight because that is God has a special plan in my life.
Amen.
God has a special purpose in your life.
Amen.
So that's why you are here. Still you are living. Still you are alive.
Amen.
Because
thank you, Lord God.
My God is living God.
Sure.
Yeah.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Yes,
our God is living God.
Amen.
He said, I live and ye shall live also.
Amen.
Because he lives, I can face tomorrow.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Because he lives, so that's why I'm here today.
Amen.
I'll be going to face tomorrow. You'll be going to face tomorrow.
Sure.
Whoever it may be, you know, because our Lord Jesus Christ is alive.
Amen. That's
hallelujah.
Right.
We were supposed to die, my precious brothers and
my.
Sisters. But God, who is rich in mercy, so gracious, so merciful to us, and, you know, two men had seen that. That was 33 years ago, and they ran to that well and they jumped in that well. When my mom jumping in that well, they had seen that and they ran into that well and they jumped in well and they saved us.
Amen.
The Lord used them, Jacob and Mowgli, the two men. I met them a couple of years back. So they saved us, and God has having a special plan in your life and my
yes,
life.
Yes, sir. Amen.
So that's why we are still here alive and we are witnessing for the kingdom of God.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. And I'm making very short my testimony after that. And when I was 13 and 14 years old, I became an atheist.
Yes.
Because I tried to see God in my life. I went to Christian churches, Muslim mosques, Hindu temples, very, you know, all different
sure.
religious places to see
Amen.
God, to meet him in
right.
person, to talk to him in
right.
person. I tried my best, but I failed.
Yes.
So then, finally, I have decided there is no God,
uh-huh.
no devil, no spirit, nothing. So then, I became an atheist.
Mm.
And one of my uncles also having a my uncle, one of my uncle was a communist leader. So his teachings was also very much influenced me.
Yes, yes.
So I became day by day very strong in that, atheist thing, you know, not believing any God, not praying, not doing any kind of things. Because my parents, you know what, India, the country India is not based upon Christian principles.
Right.
It's not a Christian nation. It's totally Hindu nation.
Right.
So, you know, the things happens like this, you know, in the country of India, and the people are different and the things are different. Everything is different. So, my grandparents become a Christians by the Baptist church.
Amen.
And my parents become a nominal Christians.
Sure. Amen.
So then what happened, you know, all kinds of things are happening in the family. So I became an atheist at the age of 13, 14 years old, atheist. And my uncle's teachings, you know, very influenced me. So one day what happened, like I said, you know, God's prophet said, when the mechanics dynamics comes together,
amen,
you see the reality of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
You see the reality of deity. The deity is in you.
Amen. Right.
The deity is in you.
Yes,
that's
Lord,
what
Jesus.
Christ in you, the hope of glory.
Yes. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Hey, yes.
And one day I was touched by the Holy Spirit.
Yes, sir.
And me and my cousin fell down on the floor.
Oh,
I went to this place, all the young minister brethren having services every day, praising the Lord and worshiping the Lord, and great revival, and
yes,
people
sir.
Are really enjoying and blessed and delivered from all kinds of diseases and witchcraft and devils and demons.
Amen.
And all kinds of spirits, you know. In the area, it's a great revival in our area in 1995. And this young minister brothers, age of 15 to 25 years old, all they left their Pentecostal denominational church and they came to the message very newly. And they're having, they had a 3 rooms rented house. And, you know, this 3 rooms rented house and having services and having started ministry, started fellowship there. And they shook the area.
Amen.
I tell you. Because prophet of God said in the book of, in the seven church churches, he said, the true church of living God is like a continuation of the book of Acts.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
So that's why God's messenger, first messenger, Paul said, he said, I'm not coming to you with excellency of man's wisdom.
Yes, that's right.
Amen.
No, I'm coming to you with the power and the demonstration of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
What is the power and the demonstration of the word?
Amen.
That is Jesus Christ in the bride.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Amen. Glory.
Yes.
Hallelujah. With the great anointing.
Amen, brother.
Anointing.
Yes.
We all need that anointing. I thank the precious brothers and sisters tonight. You are praying for me and I'm praying for you and we all praying, you know. And God is helping us. I'm thankful to God for his anointing, my precious brothers and sisters tonight. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Yes. So I was touched by the Holy Spirit, by this brother. You know, this brother named by Vijay Matthew. And this brother led me to the Lord.
Amen.
And while they're praising the Lord and singing songs, I and my cousin went to that place, and I asked the brother to come and pray for my cousin. I told him I don't believe in God, any devil, any spirit, but you can do that, because this my cousin is always scared about this demonic witchcraft spirits and demonic powers in the darkness. So this brother walked forward and he said, heal in the name of Jesus Christ.
That's right.
When he said like that, my cousin fell down. Nobody pushed him, nobody touched him, nobody pulled him, and he fell down on the floor. I was shocked. My, who did that?
Yeah.
Nobody's there, but this man just said, heal in the name of Jesus, and he fell down. And he fell down for a couple times, and I asked the brother, stop, what's happening?
Yeah.
I thought he's making some hypnotism or mental telepathy or what kind of, some kind of a thing like that.
Sure.
Because things are happening like that.
Yeah,
sure.
And so I asked him, stop, what is this, brother? And he said, this is the power of Jesus Christ.
That's right, come on.
He said, this is the power of the Jesus Christ, and that is touching this man, so that's why he's falling down. I said, I don't believe that. It looks like crazy to me.
That's right.
Is it a crazy thing?
Amen.
So I said, I want to see that. Can you do that for me? And this brother said, okay. Simply he walked and he stand before me 5 feet distance, you know.
Yes.
He said, heal in the name of Jesus Christ. When he said like that, I fell down on the floor. When I stood up, I looked around, nobody's there. And I was scared to death. Yeah. And whole my body shaking like crazy.
Yeah.
And I was scared to death. I was trying to run away from that place.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And this brother, one more time, he said, "Heal in the name of Jesus Christ." When he said, I fell down again. I fell down for a couple times, maybe four or five times, several times. And I was so much, scared.
Yeah, yeah, amen.
Afraid of the thing, you know. I was just 13 and 14 years old, just between 13 and 14 years old. But I was thinking like a 30 years man, you know.
Yeah, sure.
Becoming an atheist and,
sure.
Trying to become something else. And, you know, I was thinking about all kinds of different stuff in the world, you know. But I was trying to become something else. But God knows what is doing.
Amen. Yes,
God knows what is doing before I came into this world. Hallelujah. Glory to God. My precious brother, sister. God has a special plan in your life.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Whew.
Oh, praise you.
Hallelujah.
Yes,
so,
oh,
after the brother prayed for us, and we went home, all the night I couldn't sleep.
Yes, sir.
I was started thinking about God. Who is real God? Who is true God?
Amen.
Who is God? Who is God?
Amen.
And how He is. And so, all the night I couldn't sleep. I ran to this brother next morning and I asked him, "What happened, brother, last night?" And he slowly started saying about the Lord Jesus Christ,
Amen.
Sharing the love of God,
yes,
from the Bible, gospel, and also he's talking about what God is doing in these last days,
Amen.
And what He did in prophet's life and in His ministry,
Amen.
And he shared everything like that, and he wrote me some scriptures, and he gave me some Bibles and some, you know, books and scriptures, and I went home and I started reading and writing and reading and, you know, studying that things, and I come in, I'm having this fellowship with these brothers, and one day, what happened after a couple weeks, I said, "Lord, you are the real God.
Amen.
You are the one and one true living God, the Lord Jesus Christ.
Lord Jesus, yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
My precious brothers and sisters,
Hallelujah.
You know what? I came to this brother again, and I asked him to pray, and he prayed, and also there was a brother named by KV Mark. He was my pastor for 2 years. So I asked the brother Mark, "Brother Mark, I want to be baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ."
Amen.
I was baptized before by some other church in Titus.
Yes, sir. Right.
So I said the brother Mark to baptize me in the name of Jesus Christ. So he baptized me on June 28th, Wednesday evening at 6 o'clock in year 1995.
Amen.
Since then, you know, by the grace of the Lord,
yes,
I became Christian.
Amen.
Believer.
Hallelujah.
Of Jesus Christ.
Yes, Lord.
So then after, I started going to this church and attended, I was under pastoral, Brother KV Mark's pastorship under 2 years. And in these 2 years, the Lord deal with me about my calling, about my ministry,
sure,
and
amen.
The Lord spoke to me dreams and by scriptures, by prophesying. The people prophesied about my calling, about my ministry. And also, one day I'm listening to Brother Branham's tape. Brother Branham said, "When man calls you, you can hear by your ears.
Oh,
but when God calls you, you can hear by your heart."
Amen.
That really touched me.
Oh, thank you, Jesus.
So I left my home at the age of 15. I took my Bible, my bags, and I went into the remote villages and
Amen.
Started preaching this gospel.
Yes,
in wherever the Lord led me, you know, I went to there and I preached this gospel.
Yes,
and
sir.
The Lord was so good to me. Amen.
Amen.
And wherever we went, the people really received us, and we, by the grace of the Lord, the signs and wonders,
yes,
and miracles,
right.
You know, and healings,
Amen.
And you know, people Amen. Got delivered from
yes,
demonic spirits, and
Amen.
And people got healed from all different spirits, you know.
Sure.
The Lord delivered them.
Amen.
So
right.
By the signs and wonders, the people had received us gladly, and by the grace of God, we have established a couple churches in different villages.
Amen.
By the grace
praise
of God.
God.
Yes, my brothers and sisters.
Praise.
You know what, my precious brothers and sisters, you know, I'm from India already. The brother told you about that, I think. The name India is written in the Holy Bible.
It is.
It's, right. It's in the book of Esther. It's mentioned in the book of Esther.
Right.
And, you know, St. Thomas came to India in 1980s, you know, in the 80s, you know, 80-90s, I think, you know. So also God sent his prophet, William Branham, in 1954, 1952, something
yes,
we all know that.
Amen.
And Brother Branham said, those magi Those wise men came from India to see Jesus Christ.
Amen.
So that means the name India is in the Holy Bible and also in the message.
Right.
And Hindu people, you know, we that major religion, you know, the population in our country is about 1.2 billion.
Wow.
Lots of people.
Yes.
Hundreds and thousands and billions of people. 1.2 billion people. And Hindu religion is the major religion. And we have other religions too, like Muslims, Sikhs, Jains and Buddhas. And it is very sad to tell you that Christianity is about 3%. 3%. And Hindu people believes in 333 million gods and goddesses. 333 million gods and goddesses. Everything is God to them. Earth,
yes,
soil,
right.
You know, stones,
yeah.
Hills, trees,
right.
Sun, moon, stars, planets. Everything is God to them.
Right.
They respect, they honor, they, you know, praise them, you know. So, 333 goddesses. Gods.
Wow.
Please don't ask their names. I don't know. Because we don't have time to. We have 20 different states, over 20 different states with different languages, with different dialects, and every state got regional language, their cultures, customs, costumes, everything is different, you know.
Sure.
So my precious brothers and sisters, tonight, we are expecting great things from the Lord.
Amen.
Almighty God.
Yes, sir.
Because without Him, we can't do nothing.
That's right.
Amen. And we need Him more.
Yes, Lord.
The Word. Most of my English I have learned by listening to Brother Branham tapes.
Amen. Praise God.
I went to school. They taught me British English.
Sure,
you know.
Right.
They taught me British English. You know, whenever Brother Branham talking about the country, I went to woods, I went to hunting, I went to this place, I met this brother, I met this sister, I prayed for this man. We don't understand what he's saying, you know.
Right.
You people know.
Yeah,
because
yeah.
You are living in this nation, you know.
Sure.
But we people, we don't understand what he's talking about, you know.
Amen.
He's talking about different things, different words. If he uses different words, we don't. If you say, for example, hillbilly, we don't understand what that means.
Right.
You know. Sometimes, you know,
yeah.
we don't understand what he's saying. But you all know that,
sure.
What it means here, and you will laugh. And when he said Kentucky, I'm from Kentucky, and people are laughing in the tapes, and we don't know what he's saying. See,
sure.
The accents, that everything is different, my precious
yeah,
brothers
amen.
And sisters.
Right.
And we will be like an oddball listening to that.
Yeah.
And when he speak from this book,
my
precious brothers and sisters, this is the language of eagles.
Yes.
This is the language of eagles, crows, roosters,
right.
Chickens. Nobody understand.
Hey.
No. Nobody understand what he's talking about. But the bride,
hey.
But the eagle,
glory
can understand
God.
What he's talking about.
Glory.
If it's said about seven churches, the bride will understand.
Yes.
If it's talking about seven seal, the bride will understand.
Yes.
If it's talking about
amen.
Seven dimension, the bride will understand. Because that is the language of the bride.
Amen.
Glory. Glory to God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Yes.
So, I don't understand
yes,
what he said about the, you know, in the beginning of his, you know, preaching, you know. So, I took many times how I learned my English. The only thing is, I don't mean, you know, learning English by listening to tapes. I can go to any school or anywhere. But the thing what happened to me, the desire for the Word of God.
Yes, right.
The burning zeal.
Amen.
For the Word of God. I want to learn more. I want to read more. I want to know more from the Word of God, from the message of the hour.
Amen.
What is the seventh seal? What is the seven church ages? What is the seventh dimension? What is the serpent seal? What is the Godhead? We all know from the message.
Yes, sir.
So I started
exactly.
reading the books, and at the same time reading the book, same time listening to the tape.
Yes, sir.
That really helped me.
Amen. Yes.
And I went to school for regularly for 7th grade. And I jumped into the 10th grade. Then after I wrote 10th grade exams, I passed like that.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
And then after I tried to do some more, but I couldn't. Because the Lord called me for the ministry.
Amen.
And I was so much interested. I felt the pull. I felt the burning desire. I have burning in my heart.
Amen.
To do something for the kingdom of God.
Yes, sir. Okay?
My precious brothers and sisters, you know what? One of my uncle is a multi-millionaire. in India. He's a national director of Baptist missions.
Oh, wow.
He said, if you would, he said, we should not believe Jesus only. We should not believe Jehovah Witnesses. We should not believe William Branham, because that is not right. Just leave that William Branham doctrine and come out.
Oh my.
We will send you for Bachelor of Divinity and Doctor of Divinity. If I recommend any Bible college in India, they will take you. They will receive you. They will open the doors for you. And they will offer you anything, you know, because on my recommendation, he said.
Sure.
And he said, if you come out, you will be having everything, you know.
Sure.
When he said like that, I don't even have a footwear, nice footwear, nice shoes, no proper dress, no proper food, no proper shelter. Of course, God, I'm not complaining. My God is good.
Yes,
he's Jehovah Jireh.
Yes,
he fed me. He led me.
Yes, he
did great things in my life.
Amen.
I'm so glad to God, glad about what God has done in my life.
Amen.
So what happened, my brother, sister, you know, he offered me. He gave me opportunities, and he said, your kids will be going to nice school.
Yeah, sure.
And you'll be having a nice building, nice car, this and that. I said, okay. Uncle, I thank you. I appreciate you for your concern, but I can't do that.
No, sir.
How can I, as a born eagle,
that's right.
How can you go back?
Come on.
How can you go back and eat the food of Martin Luther?
Right.
How can you go back and eat the food of John Wesley?
Preach, brother.
Right. The eagle wants the fresh manna.
Yes,
yes, sir.
Yes, Lord.
This day that the Lord hath made for the eagles.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Not for everyone.
Come on, brother.
Not for chicken.
That's right.
Not for turkey.
That's right.
Yes, sir.
That's right.
Not for any kind of bird. This is the age of eagle.
Hey.
Flying age.
Yeah.
Flying age.
Yeah. Glory to
Glory
God.
To God.
Yes.
Without compromising with any kind of dogmas and creams and money and materialistic things. Standing with the word.
Amen.
Standing with the message of the hour. That's what God wants to see you in your life. That's what God wants to see you in my life.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise his holy name. Glory to God.
Yes.
My precious brothers and sisters. The Lord is so good to us. I have never compromised.
Amen, brother.
That is not Samson Shetty.
Yeah.
That is not my own human nature.
Sure.
It's not my human thinking. It's God anchored your soul.
Amen. Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
It's God anchored your soul, your heart to Christ, the anointed word.
Yes.
Woo! So that's why we are not compromisers.
Oh, sir.
Amen.
My precious brothers and sisters. Lord is so good to us.
Amen.
Lord is so good to us.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Blessed is holy name.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
You,
blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and light unto my path.
Amen.
Without light, without path, we don't know where we are going to.
That's right.
Amen.
Yes. Yes, if I have seen the people are riding on the cars and the cars are going from roads and slipping and going into the ditches last week. Yeah, I've seen some people are riding cars in the ditches. What happened to them?
Come on.
There's no road.
That's right.
The road was covered with ice.
Yeah. Preach, brother.
That made them to go into the ditches.
Amen.
And made them, they met with an accident. Without the road, without the path, Jesus said, I am
the way.
The way.
That's right.
I am the way. He didn't say, I am a way.
That's right.
No, there is no other way to heaven except only the Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Jesus Christ is the way.
Yes, sir.
And Jesus Christ is the word.
Amen.
And we have the way. And Baptist people say, Brother Samson, we have the way. We have the way. We are walking in the way of Jesus Christ. We are walking in the way of the Bible. What Jesus said. We are following the red letters in the Bible. Okay. What about the light? You think that? Oh, you blind Pharisee.
Come on now.
See? Light gives you the vision. Life gives you the vision.
Yes,
amen.
Sir.
This day that the Lord hath made for the bride of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
And you got the way, of course. But we taught the lamp.
Yeah.
We taught the light.
Yeah. Preach.
In the evening time.
Yes.
It's
right.
Not in day. It's not in night.
That's right.
In the evening time, it shall be light.
Yes.
That light gives you the vision to see the word.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. To see the way.
Yes, Lord.
My precious brothers.
Hallelujah,
and
Jesus.
I'm preaching like India.
Amen.
I'm preaching like in India.
Amen.
In Telugu. Pray for me. Here we read that. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path.
Yes, Lord.
The people are thinking, all the Christian people, all the denominational people, all the people are thinking that we are walking in the way of Jesus. Jesus Christ is the way, so we are walking in the way.
Sure.
And they think that they are walking in the way.
Amen.
And sometimes they are going in the ditches.
That's right.
Because they are blind.
Right.
If you don't have street light, where you are going to
in
the night.
Amen.
Because the gross darkness.
Yes, brother.
The gross darkness is covered.
Amen.
On the earth. And people are blinded. Laodicea is blind.
Yes.
Laodicea is blind.
Yes, sir.
But blind is not blind.
Glory.
Blind has the vision.
Yes,
she
sir.
Has the vision. She can see the word.
Amen.
She can see the scripture. Because she is following the light.
Amen.
The light. Light of the word. Light is the message. That message of the hour. Give us the vision to walk in the word.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Glory
That's
to God.
Right.
How we love you.
My precious
yes,
brothers.
Sir.
The word of God is like a fire and hammer. Hallelujah.
Oh my.
Hallelujah.
Oh
my. It is not my word like as a fire, saith the Lord, and like a hammer that breaketh the rock in pieces.
Yes, Lord. That's
Praise
right.
the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Now fire, in the olden days, that fire, the steam, the engine moved by that steam.
Yes, sir.
Before the electric engines.
Yes, yes.
Before everything, you know. The fire moved, pushed this engine to go forward, to run.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. The sons
right.
and daughters of God, led by the Spirit of God.
Amen.
Led by the Spirit of God. Without the Holy Spirit, we can't walk.
Right,
we
right.
can't do anything according to this word.
Right.
Amen. Right, brother.
By the Holy Ghost. Yes. By the Holy Spirit. Yes. The Holy Spirit is leading us.
Yes, Lord.
The Holy Spirit is guiding us. The Holy Spirit is our leader.
Amen. Yes.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God. And the hammer, the word, is making us shape. Brother Branham said, Brother Branham said, he is a sculptor, right?
Yes, that's right.
Jesus Christ is a sculptor. And he is making you and me and molding you and me and taking out all the pieces.
Hallelujah.
Oh, he took out every piece and he brought us
Hallelujah.
Into the image of stature of a man.
Yes,
man.
Lord.
Into the perfect stage.
Yes, sir.
Glory to God. The
Amen.
Perfect stage.
Amen.
Right. And that we may fit in his body.
Yes, sir.
In his word.
Amen, brother.
Hope you understand, my
yes,
precious
sir.
Brothers
yes,
and sisters.
Yes,
Hallelujah. Brother. The hammer. Hallelujah. Hammer gives
us
a shape.
Amen.
Shape. That means, what is the hammer? What is the fire? What is the light? What is the path? It's nothing but the word. It's nothing but the message of the hour.
Yes,
glory to God. Hallelujah.
Amen,
and Hebrews 4:12 says, for the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to dividing asunder of soul and spirit.
Amen. That's right.
It's going through your body.
Yes, sir, brother.
And it's going into your spirit.
Yes,
it's
yes.
going into your soul.
That's right.
Yes, sir. Blood.
Yes.
And it's going into, see here, and of the joints and marrow and discerns of the thoughts of intents of the heart.
Amen, brother.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord,
praise
Jesus.
The
yes,
Lord, my
Lord.
Precious
yes,
brothers
Lord.
And sisters. Tonight, the Lord, this day,
Hallelujah.
And the day of Noah, what happened?
Come on, brother, preach.
There are many scientists and there are many technology. There's lots of people. They are, you know, inventing lots of things. They are more than great people in this day. You know?
Yeah.
They're
right.
more than very knowledgeable people, wisdom people. They got to very, you know, educated people.
Amen.
Science. They said, there is no water in there. the same sign saying that, that cloud, the supernatural cloud, it's not a cloud, you know, it's, we can prove with our internet technology, and we can prove with all kinds of stuff, we can take this, and it is not like that, you know, what happened, you know, there is a jet plane went over there and made some kind of nonsense. But that is not the thing.
Preach.
Where there is no moisture.
That's right.
Brother Branham said, there is no moisture. And the brother in down south, some brothers, they told, they brought me some Life magazine, and they're showing me, and I got the chance to see that Life magazine. Brother Branham talking about the Life magazine, we all know that.
Amen,
but we
brother.
Don't, I have never seen that before.
Right, right.
That was my first time I was seeing
Praise
it. And backside is the rainbow.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Rainbow, and front side is the supernatural, a mystery cloud. It's a mystery to the denomination.
Yes, that's right.
It's a mystery. They can't see. It's a mystery.
That's right.
But the vision.
Oh, my.
Bride has the vision.
Amen.
Bride Pretty is strong. Having the vision.
Amen.
Lord, open our spiritual sight to see.
Right, God.
What
Thank
is the mysteries? Lord. The mysteries of God as revealed in this
last Lord.
So my precious brothers and sisters, and I have seen their pictures, and in they took the pictures in Tucson and also in Prescott in different ways, in different directions, in different angles. They took the picture, but the picture is the same.
That's right.
If it is smoke, it, you know, it's going to change.
Yeah.
But it didn't change.
That's right.
It is same.
Yes.
The same. Jesus Christ the same. Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever.
Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, praise his name. Yes.
Glory to God, my precious brothers and sisters. What happened in the days of Noah? They proved with the signs. They proved. And they said, so and so, there is no water.
Right.
You crazy old man.
Yeah.
You are talking about the water? What? Water?
Yeah.
I told my wife yesterday, oh, you see, honey, everywhere here is water. Everywhere the water became ice. The people are walking in the ice, on the ice. The people are, you know, catching fishes on the ice. They said they put all the stools and, you know, chairs on the ponds, and they're sitting. She said, what?
Yeah.
What? She don't have an idea. She don't have a clue about that. You know what? They are sitting on the pond and putting the chair on it, and they are fishing.
Right.
They made the hole and fishing. I said, made the hole. Where? Oh, in the ice. And that is the part. I'm trying to explain her, but she don't know.
Yeah, praise brother.
My precious brother.
Yeah.
See?
That's good.
It's a different.
Yeah.
It's a different.
Amen.
So here, you know, the science said, you know. You crazy guy, crazy man, crazy old man. You preaching this message, this same message, 120 years.
Yeah, that's right.
Huh.
Exactly.
There is no water. Oh, they thought that there is no water, but God created the water.
Yeah. Amen, brother.
God created the water. All of a sudden, God created the water.
There was.
God keeps his word.
Amen.
God keeps his message.
He does.
God keeps his promise.
Amen.
God keeps, because it's thus, say the Lord.
Hallelujah.
It's not thus. Say the Baptist church, it's not just the Methodist church, or Roman Catholic church, or this church, that church. No!
Amen.
It's God's word.
Amen.
Heavens and earth shall pass away.
Yeah.
My word shall not pass away. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. It is the spirit that quickeneth.
Hallelujah.
The flesh profiteth nothing. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to Jesus. Glory to God. That's what's happening today too. Yes, sir. Dear saints.
Yes.
That's what's happening.
Amen.
That's what's happening today.
Yes,
in the days of the voice, in the days of the Noah.
Come on.
It shall be in the days of Son of Man.
Amen. That's right.
Yes, that's what's happening.
Amen.
And they're trying to prove that it's wrong.
Sure.
But they can't.
No. That's right.
They can't do that because it is thus saith the Lord.
Amen.
And they are trying to reject that. But bride cannot. Mrs. Jesus Christ, his wife, cannot reject the head.
No, sir, that's right.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Praise his holy name.
Praise
so
his holy
what's
name.
Happening, my precious brothers and sisters, in the days of the Lot. We read the scriptures here.
Yes, sir.
Amen. We read the scriptures here. In the days of the Lot, My precious brothers and sisters, before the promised son born to Abraham, what happened?
Yes, sir.
What happened?
Preach.
Called out.
Yes.
They were called out from the heathen land.
That's right, brother.
And you all know that this. And they got promise.
Amen.
The promise of promised son.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
And the Lord separated, Lot and Abraham.
Yes, he did.
God's words caused us to total separation from unbelief.
Oh, amen.
Yes, God brought us from, that is the third Exodus. Amen?
Yes.
God brought us from the denomination,
yeah,
unbelief, man-made system, dogmas, creeds. God brought us back,
yes,
to the word. Hallelujah. And after they separated, then the king Salem, Melchizedek, he wasted Abraham.
Yes, that's right.
Amen. Hallelujah. King of peace.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Then after what happened? When Melchizedek visited Abraham, then after what happened, their names were changed.
Right.
God,
yes,
changed their name. Your name characterizes your life.
Amen.
Amen.
Right.
God changed their name. God changed their name. God changed their attitude. God changed their character. God changed everything. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
Yes.
Then after, when they are changed. Hallelujah.
Yes, sir.
Called out.
Right.
Got the promise,
yes,
called out, promise, yeah, separated from unbelief,
yeah,
and visitation of the Melchizedek, and then after they were changed,
come
justification,
on,
sanctification,
yeah,
baptism of the Holy Spirit, amen?
Amen.
And they came to the baptism of the Holy Spirit, which is circumcised.
Yes, Lord.
Amen. Yeah. Circumcised, after circumcised, after the baptism of the Holy Ghost, Elohim,
yes,
God, visited Abraham and Sarah in Genesis 18.
Come on, brother.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
God became flesh.
Yes, he did.
And he came to Abraham and Sarah. And God is with them. Hallelujah.
Amen.
After God visited Abraham, then after what happened? While he was visiting, we all know that he discerned the heart secrets of her. Sarah's heart. Amen?
Amen.
Secrets of her heart. Amen.
Yes, sir.
Then after the destruction of Sodom and Gomorrah. Then after their bodies changed.
Yes. Right.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
After their bodies were changed, the birth of promised son.
Amen.
And in Genesis chapter 18 and verse 9 and 10, he says, where is thy wife Sarah?
Amen.
And he said, behold, in the tent. And he said, I will certainly return unto thee.
Amen.
See, God is speaking to Abraham and Sarah. I will certainly return to you.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
When he did. When he returned.
Yes, sir.
We can see that. Here he said. He said, I will certainly return unto you according to the time of life.
Amen.
And lo, Sarah, thy wife shall have a son, which is promised son.
Yes, sir. Right.
And also in verse 14, is anything too hard for the Lord?
Oh,
at the time of appointed, I will return unto thee. Second time God is talking to and telling them that I will return to you.
Amen.
I will return
Praise
to you, Abraham.
God.
I will return to you, Sarah. I will return to you before the promised son came.
Oh, thank you, Lord.
Born. There are visited the holy God, the Elohim God, visited Abraham and Sarah.
We see here,
he said, at the time of appointed, I will return unto thee according to the time of life.
Amen. Come on, brother.
And Sarah shall have son. And you all know that, in Genesis chapter 21, it says, and the verse 1, and the Lord visited Sarah as he said.
Amen. Wow. Yeah. Right.
After God visited them, after God met them.
Amen.
Here you don't see in person. In the scripture says, and the Lord visited Sarah as he said.
Amen.
God keeps his word.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
God keeps his promise.
Amen.
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 Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
And here he said, and the Lord did unto Sarah what he did.
Oh my.
He is alive. He is alive.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Becoming one. The Holy Spirit, the Spirit of God. Here he is not in fleshly body.
Come on, brother, preach.
You have to read this very carefully here, he said. And the Lord visited Sarah, as he said, and the Lord did unto Sarah, that means he visited in a spiritual way.
That's right, brother. Come on.
The Holy Spirit.
Yes.
They got the baptism of the Holy Ghost. They have received the Lord. Means the Lord went into their hearts, into the body. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Glory to God. And the Lord did unto Sarah as he said spoken. As he had spoken. For Sarah conceived and here and bare Abraham a son. And he is in his old age at the set of time of God, of which God had spoken to him. And Abraham called the name of his son that was born to him, whom Sarah bare to him, Isaac. That's what we read here, St. John 14, 20.
Amen.
At that day, I have read the scripture many times. When I was in the, you know, denomination, or when we are in the denomination, when we don't know. You know,
right.
Because the that must be come through the prophet.
Yes.
The prophet said, at that day, what day?
Yeah, that's it, brother.
What day? It's not a Martin Luther day. It's not a John Wesleyan day. It's not a Columbus day. What day? He said, this day. And that day, this day, this day, this scripture is fulfilled.
Hallelujah.
This day, Revelation 10:7 is fulfilled.
Hallelujah.
This day, Malachi 4 is fulfilled. Hallelujah, amen. Glory to God. Amen, my precious brothers and sisters. This day that the Lord hath made. Amen.
Amen.
Here we read the scriptures, and let's go to the prophet's courts. What God's prophet said about this day. Amen.
Amen,
if we have time, I would like to run fast. Amen. Hallelujah. May the Lord God help me, because I know I'm not in India right now.
Yeah.
This is almost 8 o'clock. I don't know how much time. So here Brother Branham is talking about this day. And I'm reading these quotes from Uniting Time and Sign, 1963. And also, Christ is the mystery of God revealed.
Amen.
He's talking about what a day, what a time we are living in.
Amen. Yes, Lord.
This great mystery of God being finished.
That's right.
That means God came into his bride.
Yes.
The life came.
Hallelujah.
The life came into the bride. What is the gospel?
That's it, brother.
It's not the word only.
Yes,
my precious brothers and sisters. I heard a brother talking to me, African brother is talking to me. There is the biggest church in the Congo. About 40,000 people.
Oh, my.
They don't have any place to go and have the service. They are renting a big stadium.
Sure.
In Congo. What is that? That's the bride's revival.
Come on, brother.
That's the bride's revival.
Yeah.
And Brother Branham said about America, there is no more universal nationwide revival in the United States of America.
Yeah.
He said in 1959, he's talking about that in 1959, that was, she lost her revival last 3 years ago. That means 1956.
That's right.
That's
what he said.
But America lost that. But not you and me.
Right. Hey, man, glory.
But not the bride.
Glory to God.
The Word made flesh and dwelt among us last 2,000 years ago. The same Word becoming the flesh, which is the body of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
The bride and the same Word, the same Spirit, the same power is in the bride today. It's not only preaching. It's not only jumping, shouting, screaming, running here and there. That is nothing but the Word in you. When you speak, it will come into existence.
That's right.
When you do the things, when you speak the Word, whatever I speak tonight, whatever problem you have, my brother, sister, whatever problem you have, whatever problem, physical problem, a spiritual problem, family problem, whatever problem it is, I speak you. I speak in the name of Jesus Christ. You got delivered.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Just believe and receive it.
That's right.
Just believe and receive it.
Hallelujah.
Just, you have already got it.
Amen.
Because whatever the problem is, I'm not a deliverer, but the Lord Jesus Christ, he is our deliverer.
Right.
He is the kinsman redeemer.
Hallelujah.
My precious brothers and sisters, here Brother Branham's talking about, what did he say in Malachi 4, 5, 6? would restore back to the original faith. Restore back to the original Pentecostal faith.
That's right.
Back to the people with the same Pentecostal message, the same Pentecostal sign, the same Pentecostal evidence, the same God, the same power.
Yes.
Gospel not came by word only.
That's right.
Amen.
G-O-S-P-E-L, God's one son preached eternal life.
Yeah.
See, God's one son preached eternal life. That means that gospel not came by the word only. Letter killeth, but the spirit giveth life.
That's
the quickening power. That gives us quickening power to the 16 elements, which is mechanics, meeting with dynamics.
Hallelujah.
Then you can shake Satan's kingdom.
That's right. Sure.
Amen.
Amen.
We are more than conquerors, brother.
Amen.
What a wonderful privilege God given us to us,
Amen.
Sister.
Yes, sir.
Amen. What a wonderful Praise God we serve. Name. What a mighty God we serve.
Amen.
Amen. Recently in India, what happened? A boy, 12 years by, possessed with all witchcraft spirits.
Oh, mercy.
And they are not Christians. They are pure Hindus. His name is Rajesh. This Rajesh possessed by, attacked by all different spirits. My brothers and sisters, it is not easy. Like Brother Branham said, it is facing you're facing a challenge.
Sure.
You're facing a supernatural.
Yes, sir.
A demonic powers is not easy. I know Paul, I know Jesus.
Right.
Woo! Go! But the power and the demonstration
of
the word.
Yes, sir.
Got to have that.
Amen.
Prayer
Absolutely.
Changes things. Fasting prayer,
spoken
word,
Hit it, brother.
Spirituality,
Preach
holiness, revelation of Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen.
These all call the power and the demonstration of the gospel.
Amen. Yes, sir.
That's right.
Hallelujah. My precious brothers and sisters.
Yes, sir.
What happened? This boy possessed by all demonic powers, brother. You know, what happened? He said he went into his home and he broke down all the material in the house. Yeah.
Oh my.
Big wind, big storm, like tornado.
Oh my.
Just like a big tornado came into the house. This little boy, just 12 years, and he make all kinds of stuff, all mess, and he's saying, I want to cut your throat. I mean, this, you know, neck, and want to drink your milk. Blood. 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 And that is funny. I mean, not funny. It's a cruel thing.
Yeah.
And why he wants that blood? Why he wants that blood? What's the reason? It's not Rajesh speaking, my brother.
That's it.
My sister. It is devil speaking.
Sure.
Right.
And they took him to the psychiatrists. They took him to this hospital, that hospital.
Sure.
And they went to all Muslim witch doctors and Hindu witch doctors. And nobody done anything good to
That's
him.
That's right. Amen.
And they went to many churches too.
Sure.
You know? But when they took out to, you know, small church like you all people, small group. We are a small group. Amen?
Sure.
And we just, they came and, you know, I preached. After I preached, you know, we just poured oil and anointed oil and we prayed.
Amen.
Simple prayer.
That's it. That's it. Preach your brother.
Amen. Simple prayer.
Exactly right.
What is the difference between those things and this little church? The message.
Amen.
These signs shall follow them that believe.
Hallelujah.
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 When they lay their hands on the sick,
that is
the power and the demonstration of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
I am not coming to you with a seminary. I am not coming to you with an excellency of man's wisdom or speech.
That's right.
I am not coming with a denominational thing. I am coming to you with the power and the demonstration of the Lord.
Amen.
The dynamic power is in you and me, brothers.
Hallelujah.
And Satan comes and tells you, you are not able to do this. You are not able to do that.
Preach.
You are not able to do this. And he's going to make you down.
Yeah.
Discourage you. Disappoint you.
Amen.
Make you weak.
Yeah.
Sure.
But when I'm weak, I am strong.
Hallelujah.
You have to tell that to Satan.
That's right.
We got to say that. Oh, Satan, of course, I am weak, but the word is in me.
Right. Amen.
But the Holy Spirit is in me.
Hallelujah.
When I am weak, I don't care about my background.
Hallelujah.
I don't care about my ancestor. I don't care about my this thing, that thing. Satan comes and tell you about this thing and that thing,
sure,
and reminds you and show you and tell you, and you are doing this and you are not right to do this because you are not right because you are not correct. Satan come and tell you that.
Sure will.
He's a liar.
Hey, amen.
Whatever it is, if you believe the word,
hallelujah,
these signs shall follow them that believe.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah,
hallelujah. The same Pentecostal sign, the same Pentecostal living, the same God, the same power, the same teaching. Everything exactly with the vindication of the same pillar of fire that struck Paul down on the road down to Damascus among us today.
Amen.
Among us today, doing the same things he did in that day, uniting. We see the nations uniting, we see the world uniting, we see the churches uniting, we see the bride uniting.
Amen.
Uniting with the word.
That's it.
Uniting with the word.
Amen, brother.
They come all together, and they come from east and west and north and south, and you know, they come from all over the world.
Amen.
And they come and they unite with the word, which
that's
is
right.
Jesus Christ.
That's
amen.
Right.
Already uniting time. Amen.
Yes.
This is the uniting time. And what is the sign? Unite.
Amen.
Unity is the
word,
sign.
Brother. Come on.
Unity is the sign.
Yes, sir.
Where is the word? It is not in the Bible. You are the word.
That's
Brother
right,
Branham,
Brother
I was reading yesterday. I was reading Brother Branham talking. You are the walking Bible.
That's right.
You are the walking Bible. I am the walking Bible.
Amen.
We are the walking Bible. But these 16 elements are pulling for the worldly stuff.
Right.
But the inside, the
Amen.
Soul is anchored
Thanks.
To Christ, the word. Unadulterated word. Anointed word.
Yes.
Oh, glory, hallelujah.
Yes. Oh,
amen.
God.
Aren't you glad for that, saints?
Yes, I am.
Amen. What a God we have.
Yes.
My visa is a miracle. I have never been to any country before. This is my fifth time coming to the United States. I have never been to any country, any nation. For the first time, you know, when I went to the U.S. Embassy, you know, my passport is brand new. No stampings, nothing, you know.
Amen.
After 2001, September 11th, it is very hard. You all know that. It
yeah.
is not easy to come to United States.
Sure.
You know, because it is very hard. Lots of terrorist activities going on. Due to that, they are not willing to give you the visa.
Sure.
So, when I approached the U.S. Embassy, before that, I prayed sincerely in the presence of God. Because this man of God, Brother Larry Hera, helped my ministry and my mission work in India for 3 years without seeing in each other in person.
Amen.
He helped us
Amen.
For three years. And I felt one day, Lord, I want to go to this brother. I want to see him.
Amen.
If it is in your perfect will, God.
Amen.
If it is in your perfect will, then open the doors for me to go to United States.
Amen.
If it is not in your perfect will,
sure.
I don't want to go, Lord.
Amen, brother.
So I
Amen.
Prayed like
That's
that.
Right.
And I got a chance to go to interview in the embassy. I went there and, you know, I went with a big file. And she, the lady which is sitting in the cabin, she never asked me anything, just only my passport, my visa application form, an appointment letter, and also invitation letter. She asked me a few questions. Are you married? How many children? Is your wife coming with you? And very simple questions, very general questions. And then she asked me, sir, what is your church principles? I said, I believe in one God. Whole country believes in 333
right,
million
right,
gods
right.
and goddesses. I said, I believe in one God. One faith, one baptism,
right.
and
yeah.
my message.
Glory.
And she took my passport and she kept aside. And she said, sir, your application is approved.
Oh, wow. Amen.
Not in 10 minutes, got the visa for 10 years.
Amen.
And everybody is trying to come to United States like that. But if it is in God's perfect will.
Yes.
It is not making money thing.
No, no.
My brothers and sisters,
right.
you know what? Most of the people trying to do something like that. But it is the power. You've got to be a blessing to the bride of Jesus Christ wherever
Hallelujah.
You go.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Without compromising.
No, sir.
Staying with the word.
Amen.
Staying with the message.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
When I got this visa, some people are trying to come like that in India too.
Sure.
But you know what? You know, if it is in God's perfect will. And I was there in Chicago immigration last year. And they asked me, Mr. Shetty, please come down. Please come to the office. And I went to the office and they told me, please sit down. And when I sat there and the police officers, and one of the police officers sitting in front of me, and they had a big table. And some of them were sitting right back there and doing what their things with the computers. And they're working on the you know. So they asked me, why are you here for? Mr. Shetty, I said, well, sir, you have seen my passport already, and you all know that it is not easy. I told him it is not easy to get the visa to United States for the first time like this. So, if you ask me, why are you here for? So, I tell you what, Jesus said, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. So, God gave me the visa to United States according to His perfect will.
Amen.
So, I am here, sir.
Yes, sir.
And then he said, okay. And he opened my bag and took my books and Bibles and, you know, Bible and everything. And he opened all the Bible and he's trying to see something and he's trying to find something. And he's finally, he had seen this picture. And he kept aside. And I took this picture and said, sir, his name is William Branham.
That's right.
He born in Kentucky in United States. And this is the pillar of fire.
That's right.
And this prophet, we call him prophet, is the God's prophet. And I said, this prophet said, America needs missionaries.
That's right. Come on.
Yeah. Yeah.
America needs missionaries worse than any other country.
That's what he said.
That's what he said. And I said, you know, so God sent me here. I'm here, sir.
Amen.
Missionaries with what? Not simply coming with, you know, theology, intellectually.
Right.
No. Missionaries with the power and the demonstration of the word.
Right. Thank you, Father.
To be a blessing to the bride of Jesus Christ.
Lord.
To be a blessing to the eagles. To fly more.
Yes, Lord. Amen.
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 Encouraging in their spiritual journey.
Yes, sir.
My brother, my sister.
Amen, brother.
Yes, sir. Encouraging in their spiritual journey. Walking with Christ. Like a brother said, Enoch walked with God. Every day.
Hallelujah.
Lord God, I was tired. I only come to church on Sunday. I walk with you on only Sunday. And I'm so busy on Wednesday. I'm so busy on Thursday. I'm so busy on Tuesday. I'm so busy on so-and-so day. So Lord, I got to meet this. No, he didn't say it like that. Lord, I want to come.
Yeah.
Oh, honey. Let me go. My Lord is waiting for me. He ran and he started walking with God.
That's right.
Walking with God every day.
Every day.
Walking with God.
Amen.
Walking with God.
Yes, Lord.
What a day. Enoch type to bride of
That's
Jesus.
That's right.
God.
Amen.
This bride loves the word. Loves the message.
Amen.
Loves the God's prophet message.
Yes, Lord.
Not compromising with any kind of doctrine or any kind
sir.
Of thing. Any kind of denomination.
Amen.
People think that the Baptist, Pentecostal, Presbyterian, this and that is the denomination. Not only that.
Come on. Preach.
Not only that. The doctrine which is the denomination.
Yeah.
The doctrine without the word, which is contrary to the word.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
That's it.
They think that, oh brother, Pentecost is in the Bible. Brother Branham said, he's here. That means Perusia.
Oh my, yeah. Right.
Come on.
Brother Branham said, you know, the second coming is over. He already came. He said that. That's in the message.
Uh-huh.
See?
Yeah, that's it.
You know? Oh, that's in the Bible. Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. That's in the Bible. Oh, so that's in the message. Polygamy. Oh,
yeah.
David married many wives. So, that means that's in the Bible.
Oh,
my precious brothers and sisters.
That's right. Yeah.
What is the word? That, you know, the revelation of Jesus
that's
Christ.
That's it. That's it. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Uniting with the word. Why? The word is God. As a bridegroom being the word and the bride being the hearer of the word, they come together in a union.
Yes.
They unite like wedding.
Amen. Yes.
Hallelujah. See, they are getting ready for a wedding and they become one.
Amen.
Amen.
I said, my God is one but not single.
That's
right. Woo! Hallelujah.
That's right, brother.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Good.
When I said that, the people really enjoyed it.
Yeah.
In Michigan or Wisconsin.
That's
you know?
Good,
I
brother.
Said, suddenly came to me like that. My God is one, but not he's not single. He's having his wife.
That's right.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord. Wow. Hallelujah.
Good.
They become one. The word becomes you. You become the word.
Amen.
Jesus said, "At that day."
That's right.
Come on now.
Woo, you will know. The all the Father is I am, and all I am you are,
Amen.
And all you are I am. In that day you will know that I am in the Father, Father in me, I in you, you in me. John 14:20.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. See?
Amen.
At That day. What day? This.
Yeah.
This is the day that the Lord hath made.
Yeah.
We will rejoice.
Amen.
For the word. For the message.
Yes.
For the gospel.
Yes. Amen.
Amen. We find out the great hidden mysteries of God being revealed. Oh, how I like that. Now notice, God making himself known. We are not supposed to make converts to Christianity by a government, but by the revelation of Christ in you, as God was in Christ.
Amen.
As God was in Christ, Christ in you, what God in Christ, Christ does in you.
Amen.
What signs did God did in Christ, Christ does in you.
Yes,
oh, isn't that beautiful? Oh my, I like that. What is the beautiful?
The beauty
of the church is the character of the people.
Amen. Absolutely.
The signs and wonders and spiritual gifts and fruit of the spirit and love and meekness and joy and peace and all kinds of this spiritual fruit, the fruit of the spirit is the character. Amen.
Yes.
Jesus said, at that day, that's this day,
Amen.
At that day when this revelations made known.
Amen. That's it.
No one tell you.
Amen.
No one tell you. No one
right.
make you. I was sitting at my home one day and watching we have a small tree and there's a bird's nest over there.
Amen.
On the top of the tree. And mama bird, the bird came with the food. And when she came flying with, came there in the nest. And these little birds are opening their mouths. Who told them to open their
That's
mouths?
That's right.
Come on.
Where did they learn that?
Right.
Which Lord school they went?
God.
No one told. Even their mama didn't say, because she's busy with this food in her mouth. She's trying to feed them.
That's
and when they had seen that food, they're opening their mouths. That's the personal knowing thing.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. And my wife feeding my little daughter, Susanna Elizabeth, feeding her milk. And my little daughter is trying to get that milk, and she's drinking that milk.
Amen.
Who told her to do
That's
that?
That's right. Amen.
Who told her to do that? Little girl. It's a personal knowing thing.
Hallelujah.
Personal revelation. That's what he said. When this revelation made known, you will know.
Amen.
You will know that I am in the Father. That's what we know.
Amen.
Jesus Christ is God.
Amen, right.
The Jehovah of the Old Testament is the Jesus Christ of the New Testament.
Absolutely, amen.
That's the revelation
sure.
of the Godhead. Amen. And the Father in me and I in you, you in me.
Yes, sir.
When the revelations made manifest, at that day, you shall know that I am in the Father. I and Father are one.
Amen.
I am in the Father and Father in me. Then when the revelation comes forth.
Yes, sir.
When the revelation comes forth, then it is I in you.
Yes.
You in me.
Amen. That's it.
When this revelation comes forth, that is this day.
Amen. Amen.
Jesus Christ is not in heaven. He is now in
Amen.
The bride.
Yes.
In his wife. In his bride. In his wife.
Praise his glory.
My precious brothers and sisters.
Praise his glory.
I preach this. Wonderful. This is so wonderful thing. I believe it's a blessing to you all since this evening.
Yeah, sure.
My precious brothers and sisters. And here Brother Branham talking about in the message called Question and Answers, COD book, page number 1046. And he said, and then God became material in a man.
Yes, sir.
Called Jesus Christ, which was his son. This son gave his life that he might bring other sons, that God might become tangible, working in all.
Amen.
In that day you will know that I am in the Father and Father in me, I in you and you in me.
Yes, sir.
And here again he's talking in the message called 8 Influence, 1963, paragraph 113 and 114. He said, if you want to find how great you are,
preach, brother.
Put your finger down in a pool of water.
That's right.
Or a bucket of water. Then pull your finger out and try to find where you put your finger.
That's it.
You are nothing.
That's right.
We are nothing. I am nothing.
Amen.
We all nothing.
Yes, Lord.
Without him, we can't do nothing.
That's right.
Nothing means nothing.
Amen.
God can do without you. He can do without me.
That's right.
But we can't do without him.
That's right.
We have got to have him, for he is life.
Amen.
And he alone, not to know his book.
That's right, brother. Preach.
Not to know his book.
That's right.
Not to know this or know that or know the creed, but to know him is life.
Amen.
Know him as the person.
That's yes, it. Jesus.
Know him as the person.
Amen.
Most of the people in the message.
Come on.
People in the message. So the message is not in the people.
Right.
But yeah. Jesus said, abide yeah. in me uh-huh. and my words in
oh,
you.
Oh, yes, Lord. Right. Grandfather.
See?
Uh-huh. Yes.
People in the message, but message is not in the people.
Right.
And
brother.
They think that, you know, they don't know about Calvary.
Yeah, yeah, right.
They know seven seals. They know all the mysteries, serpent seed, Daniel 7
hey,
weeks,
brother,
all
preach.
Big mysteries, but they don't know Jesus Christ.
Right.
There you go.
They don't know they don't know the redemption plan.
Absolutely.
They don't know the blood of Jesus Christ. They don't know the cross of Calvary. They don't have idea about that.
Sure.
But if we ask about anything in the message, they will tell you everything.
Hey there, brother. Come on,
but what is that? But Brother Branham said, know him as the person.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes.
There you go, brother.
Person.
Yes,
as
sir.
As a personal Lord and Savior.
That's right, brother.
Lord, you are my Lord. Oh, you are my Savior. You are my King.
Yes.
You are my Redeemer.
Hallelujah.
You are my Savior.
Yes.
You are my Father. You
Thank
are my
Jesus.
Brother.
Thank you.
You are my everything.
Yes.
You are my friend.
Amen.
That is the what we need all, brothers and sisters.
Amen.
Christ in you, the Word made flesh in you, that's knowing Him.
Amen. Yes, sir.
That's knowing Him.
Amen.
So that's why, you know, the prophet of God is talking about here in the message, I would like to tell you the message, Unwelcome to Christ, 1955. 272-273 paragraph. He said, give him the best of your life.
Amen.
Amen. Yes, sir.
Give him the best of your songs.
Amen.
Give him all your talent. Give him everything you've got. Give him your feet. Give him your hands. Give him your eyes. Give him your mouth. Give him your ears. Give him your soul. Give him your heart. Give him your praise.
Amen.
This is what the Holy Spirit talking to the people,
yes.
talking to the bride,
Amen.
Speaking to the Bible bride.
Amen.
Brother Branham said, Bible bride, master priest bride.
Yes, sir. Amen.
He said, masterpiece bride, masterpiece. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
This is the day that the Lord hath made
Amen.
Masterpiece bride.
Amen. Yes, sir.
Astronaut age.
Yes, sir. That's right.
Ohio State. Astronaut.
Yeah.
Most of the astronauts from here.
Amen.
Neil Armstrong, he went to the moon first time. I was there in that Neil Armstrong's museum, planetarium or museum,
right.
you know. Somebody took me there when I came to United States first. Neil Armstrong, astronaut age.
That's
this
right.
is not age of horse and buggy.
That's right, no sir.
That's what Brother Man, it's not
yeah.
a helicopter age. It's not an airplane age. It's the flying eagle's age, which is astronaut age.
Hallelujah.
Going beyond the stars and
Amen.
Planets.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Praise
Amen.
His name.
Hallelujah.
Lord.
Give him everything you got. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
He is deserving of the best.
Amen.
When you give him everything,
oh,
Amen.
Then he will give you everything.
Oh, hallelujah.
I will visit you. He said, I certainly visit you.
Amen.
Oh, thank you, Father.
That's what happening now, my precious brothers and sisters.
Yes.
The same signs,
name.
Wonders, miracles,
the same
God, the same
yes.
Pentecostal evidence, the same Pentecostal sign, the same Pentecostal teaching, the same Pentecostal God.
Amen.
The same power, the same revelation, the same word, the same Jesus Christ
yes.
is in the believers tonight.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah to the
yes,
Lamb.
Yes, Lord.
He is worthy of the best. Oh,
Amen.
My precious brothers and sisters. He is worthy of the best.
Yes,
not giving him, you know, 3 minutes before going to bed.
Right.
That's
right.
What God's prophet talking about. You know, you give him the leftover. Oh, yes, you run all around all the day and give him 3 minutes at night before you go to bed. He deserves your best, friend.
That's right.
He deserves everything you've got.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen, brother,
this is
right.
the day that the Lord hath made.
That's good.
At the day he shall know
Hallelujah.
That I am in the Father.
Yes.
That's what we got the revelation
Amen.
By the prophet.
Yes.
You know?
Right.
Oh, Jesus Christ is not second person.
That's right.
See?
That's right.
When you see in me, you had already seen my Father.
That's right.
That means the Father became a son.
That's right.
and Son became Holy Ghost.
Hallelujah.
Not three persons.
That's right.
One person in
yes.
three offices. That's
Amen.
What we got. And the same God is in the bride now.
Amen.
Yes.
Not fourth God.
No, sir. That's right. No.
One God.
That's right.
Yes, sir. My God is one, but
Amen.
Not single.
That's so good. Amen.
My God is one, but not single. He's already married.
Amen.
Brother Branham said, we are already married to Christ.
That's right.
Not going to wedding.
Hallelujah.
Not going to wedding.
That's right.
It's already happened here.
Yes, Lord.
Going for the wedding supper.
Yes.
Amen.
Many, many wonderful things.
Oh, yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. Genesis to Revelation. Big menu.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Father.
Hallelujah.
Big reception.
Yes, Lord.
You can eat everything there.
That's Amen. Right.
Lots of desserts, lots of everything. Because it's a marriage supper.
Right.
Amen, brother.
Marriage supper. And one brother said one time, Brother Samson, you know what? In South Africa, they eat, I think, if I'm not wrong, it's in South Africa. When they're going to eat on the table, they put everything, the food, rice, chicken, meat, and goat meat, and deer meat, and beef, and, you know, pork, everything. And also they put an empty plate there, empty bowl, big bowl, which is, they call waste dish. They eat all the, you know, things, and they throw all the, you know, waste, the bones and things, everything in that waste dish. So the brother said, Brother Samson, you know, there is no waste dish to this message.
Oh, glory.
There is no waste dish to this message.
I know way.
Hallelujah.
That's good.
Eat it all.
That's
what God said to Moses, to command, to tell the people, eat it all.
Right.
Amen.
Oh, no, I don't want to eat this.
No.
I don't want to eat that message. You've got to eat everything.
Amen.
The Lamb, Jesus Christ,
Amen.
The Word.
That's
Amen.
Good.
I got to. I have to eat everything.
Amen.
There is no rest dish
That's
to the Bible. There is no rest dish to the message of the hour.
Amen.
My precious brothers and sisters.
Hallelujah. Amen.
As long as we are humble, you know,
yes, Lord.
God is looking for character.
Amen.
And that character is our victory.
Yes, Lord.
And that character only we can, you know, get away from this world.
Yes,
you
yes.
That's the only character we can get. You know, I mean, the only character we will take from this world.
Yes, yes.
No, nothing. No, we can't take anything. You know,
that's right.
From this world,
Amen.
Only the character.
Amen.
So God is looking for character and
yes,
characteristic bride, godly character bride.
Amen. Yes,
Amen.
Lord.
She is Him.
Amen.
She has the saith the Lord.
Yes, sir.
And she already married.
That's right.
My God is not single.
Nope.
He is one God, but not single. He already married.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. My precious brothers and sisters, this is my first time coming to this assembly. And I really, really enjoy preaching here tonight. And I always ask the Lord to help me
Amen.
To, you know, to preach and to speak the word and anoint the service, anoint the people.
Amen.
So, and He did in a wonderful way.
Hallelujah.
I'm so thankful to God for His wonderful, great blessings. And also, I certainly appreciate you all people for taking your time and coming and, you know, cooperating and fellowshipping around the word of the
yes,
Lord
yes,
Jesus
Lord.
Christ, around the message of the hour. I certainly appreciate the man of God, Brother Andy, you know, for giving me opportunity. And, you know, a couple weeks ago, you know, we talked to each other in the Facebook. And he, when I talked to him, you know, he wanted to meet me and I wanted to meet him also.
Amen.
So that made us to come and fellowship with you all.
Oh,
saints.
Come on, brother. Yes,
wherever you go, you want to be a blessing to the people.
Yes, Lord.
You know,
Jesus. Thank
you know
Father.
Nothing, you know, we are not going to take anything from this world, only the character.
Amen.
You know, character is victory, and we don't get this character in Walmarts.
That's right.
In the banks.
Yeah.
We don't get this character anywhere else. Not in India, not in the United States. We can get this character in the Bible, you know.
Amen.
And Brother Branham said, you have to have that character, and you got to identify with every Bible character.
Yes, sir.
So
Amen.
I enjoyed the fellowship and enjoyed the preaching. And also enjoyed the food and fellowship in the brother Andy's house. That was real nice, brother. The chicken, what you call the vegetarian chicken or something. That's nice, and I appreciate you. I like the two dogs. If you don't have any business, you know, you got to know that dogs, you know, they will make you so busy. Little dogs, very cute, nice, you know. I love dogs, but, you know, now,
sure.
Little bit busy, I'm so tired. You know what, that I enjoy, brother.
Amen.
I really enjoy it, yeah.
Yes, sir.
So, my precious brothers and sisters, like I said, whenever the Lord leads you, our doors are open.
Amen.
In the name of the Lord.
Amen.
When you feel the pull, you know, according to God's perfect will,
yes.
When the Lord leads you, just let us know. Don't forget that you have your brother in India.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Yes, Lord.
And when Brother Gary Walker came to us, he said, Brother Samson, what you want me to bring from Australia? I said, Brother Gary, I would like to ask you to bring the power and the demonstration
that's
of the Lord.
That's it. Yeah, right.
And my brother, sister, you know what? When he came, over 4,000, 3,000 people attended. About 4,000 people attended in the convention. Blind had seen, doubt spoken.
Yes.
And cloud appeared. Cancer tumor disappeared. Many signs and wonders, miracles. Every day, 200 people coming in the prayer line.
Yes, sir.
Wow. Miracles.
Hey.
22 people gave their hearts to the Lord and were baptized. It's a miracle. It's a miracle.
Yeah.
So my precious brothers and sisters tonight, I'm so glad. I'm so glad. This is the day that the Lord has
made.
For His bride.
For
His bride.
Hallelujah.
Rejoicing day. Rejoicing day. Not saying I'm tired. I'm tired of this world.
Yes.
But I'm not tired of this word.
No, sir.
I'm tired of this word.
Amen.
And I am not tired of this word. Praise His holy name.
Hallelujah.
We love you all, saints. God bless you. Please pray for me. Pray for my family. I got married. I didn't tell you about my family. By the grace of the Lord, I baptized my mom and dad. They gave me natural birth. I baptized them in the water and by giving them spiritual birth in the water.
Hallelujah.
So I was married to a wonderful Christian girl. Her name is Suvarna, means pure or precious gold.
Yes,
the Lord blessed me with two wonderful daughters. Susanna Elizabeth is youngest and eldest is Sayla Faith.
Amen.
And we are praying for two sons. And according to God's perfect will, you know, we would like to have two sons. And also I appreciate Brother Alex.
Yes,
yeah, I heard about you from Brother Andy. I appreciate you, brother, coming. And, you know, I heard that you went to Uganda. That's really, you know, Brother Branham said, when you go to overseas, you will never the same.
That's right.
Everything will change, you know. When he went, Moses went to overseas, I think overseas, that is backside of the desert.
Yes.
And he met the pillar of fire. And when he came, he said, I'm going to back to Egypt. And maybe his wife said, honey, you are already killed. You are a murderer in their sight. And they will put you in the jail. No, I want to go. See? Never the same.
That's right. Amen.
My precious brothers and sisters, we love you all in the Lord.
Amen.
Please pray for us and we'll be praying for you. Love you. God bless you.
God bless you.
Turn your service to the man of God.
Praise.
Hallelujah.
Shalom, my God. Bless you. Let's give the Lord a hand clap. Hallelujah. Let's stand together tonight. Hallelujah. Let's give Him praise tonight. Let's worship Him. Hallelujah. Oh, I sure appreciated that. That was wonderful. Thank
you.
Thanks again, Brother Samson, for coming our way tonight. Hallelujah. It's been good to be in the house of the Lord, hasn't it? Amen. Amen. Well, knowing y'all, especially some of y'all suffering out through two nights, we appreciate you doing that. I believe how many was blessed beyond measure.
Amen.
Isn't it great just find yourself in the Word?
Yes.
You know, we found ourselves in other places, and that didn't mean a whole lot. Once you find yourself in the Word, though, that changed everything.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Well, let's just, not to prolong the time, I know some people got to go to work and things, and if you need to get going, you can be dismissed now. That's just fine. But if you want to stay and bask in the presence of the Lord for a little while, I'm not going to stop you from doing that either. So let's go ahead and sing a few songs, give God praise. Right, let's just give the Lord one more hand clap of praise before we start. Praise you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Heirs of the Father, we are joint heirs with the Son.
Psalm 91.
We are people, love His kingdom. We are family.
Let's sing that verse again.
One.
Little book.
We are heirs. Father. We are joined with the Son. We are people of His kingdom. We are family.
Oh, let's just keep singing that. We are heirs of the Father.
We are heirs of the Father. We are joined with the Son. We are people of His kingdom. We are family. We are one.
You believe that tonight?
We are heirs of the Father. We are joined with the Son. We are people of His kingdom. We are family.
Oh, just one more time with all your heart. Sing it again.
We are heirs of the Father. We are joined with the Son. We are people of this kingdom. We are family. We are one.
Hallelujah. Give the Lord a hand clap of praise. Sing One of the Few. How many's One of the Few? Hallelujah. Sing with all your heart. God bless you, saints.
I am one of the few. One of the few, and by faith in God's word I can claim it. Position strong for the bride, there's a way provided. If I plan to go through, just to hope will not do. I must be firmly decided to follow the Lord by obeying His word and believe that I'm one of
all. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Yes, I'm one of the few.